To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who has covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Everybody, Tim Kawakami here, the TK Show, recording from the home studio on a Monday. We are very glad to have on, it's our annual chat with someone we have normally during the bye week, which never happens in December, but it's it's the president of football operations and general manager of the 49ers. That's John Lynch. John, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yeah, just, refreshed after the bye. Had a great opportunity to get down to San Diego, see some family, see my parents, see my father-in-law. Spent some great time with Linda and get some exercise in. Even played some golf yesterday up here. Just some awesome time away and now ready for the grind of this is the fun part of the year. It's always fun, but this time of year, people always ask me, do you miss playing? Do you miss? And usually early in the season, I don't at all. I played 15 years. I left it all out there. And I left on my own terms, so I'm pretty good with it. But around this time, and certainly come playoffs, I still wish, even at 54 years old, I could get out there. So it's a good time of year, and I like where our team's at.
Yeah, actually, maybe you get a little time to look back. I know you're still in the middle of it. You're thinking about what's just right directly ahead. But, John, do you get a chance to think – to go through everything that's gone on? Every year is a dramatic year in the NFL, but you lose Bosa right away in the season. You lose Warner. Obviously, Purdy's out for a while. There's been so many other things. Do you get a chance to kind of like, wow, this has been something to go through, or kind of remember what you were feeling when Nick went out, when Fred went out, and how the team kind of has kind of written out the very, very low, tough times to get through this? I mean, how do you kind of take this all in perspective right now?
Yeah, I think, when you're a competitor, when you're in it, I've always thought that you have to react to that. You have to be malleable and be able to adapt and improvise. But that's pretty tough to overcome those type of deals. And before that, it was George Kittle in training camp. George had a tremendous training camp, it was against Seattle, was playing fantastic, as good as I'd ever seen him. And George, came up with pretty significant hamstring injury. Then to watch Bosa, happened to be ISO-ing on him playing Arizona. And I liked the matchup. I think we all did with, Beecham, who's a really good player, but, he was playing and I felt like that was going to be a good one for Nick. And so I was watching him early in the game and he just didn't look right. And, got to the sidelines and kind of felt like, okay, maybe he got away with it, and because it didn't look good when I saw it, and unfortunately that wasn't the case. And then that was week three. I think week six, we're in Tampa, and you know, watching that game, tight game, and then Fred, you never think of it. He just stays healthy all the time. He's kind of made it as such, and you can't do that. You never take it for granted. But Fred just is out there all the time, and so that one was a kick in the gut. There's no doubt about it. But I will say, I think the one thing I've been most impressed with this team is their resiliency, and those are big time losses. And I think I've said this, but I think Kyle's leadership and tough things to handle, players of that magnitude. And there's been many more than just the guys we just mentioned. Those are just some phenomenal players. But Kyle's leadership has been kind of this, addressing it. But, you know, I remember when Tatum got his start, and he went back and showed Fred his rookie year and said, look, we had no idea Fred Warner was going to become Fred Warner. It was Fred with no dreads, no towels, no swag. Looked like a completely different guy. And I just felt Kyle never hides from things. He never hides the truth from his teams. I just think his sense for the moment and exactly what this team needed, his leadership has been as good as it's ever been. And I give him a ton of credit. Then you got to give the players a lot of credit. They've been resilient. And while we've been shorthanded at times, they haven't believed that. And they found a way. And it hasn't been perfect, 9-4. We could be better than that. But we're right in this thing. And at a week 14 bye, never thought I'd say that, but at a week 14 bye, here we are. And, we're excited about playing the Titans and taking on that approach again of what's directly in front of us and knowing we're right in the thick of it.
You know, Kyle jokes, or he's serious, that he's kind of the negative one in year two and you're the positive one. I'm sure it switches sometimes, but you're talking about Kyle staying through this. There hasn't been a moment where your guys have been in that back room after a big injury and kind of like, okay, guys, we just got to suck it up and look like we're positive here, even just for a moment. Or has it been pretty steady even through some of this?
Oh, every week. I mean, regardless of injuries or not, I mean, we got no chance. I mean, like, it's like Lou Holtz when he used to go to the press, and you'd think Notre Dame, when they were the best team in the country, had no opportunity to win. That's Kyle's process. Mm-hmm. I won't say he's inherently negative, but he wants to test everything, and he'll never just take it. But I will say maybe a little bit of a different approach of like, hey, we can't control the fact that some of our best players, what we can control is our response, how we respond, and knowing that he's very integral to that. Having said that, he's never gonna bury stuff, and he's never gonna try to like speak something into existence. You know, Tatum, we always thought you're better than Fred anyhow. He's gonna say, hey, Tatum, I'm excited to watch you play. Your teammates are, you know, let's go see if you can write a story like Fred Warner, and you know, things like that. So I just think he's been extremely steady, and it's been fun to watch him go through that process along with our entire organization-wide. We've kind of taken it as it's come, and haven't done anything yet, but we've given ourselves a chance deep into the season, and that's what you want.
You mentioned that makes me think of something Kyle brought up to me at the start of training camp, was how disappointing he was last year. Obviously tons of injuries just like this year. You could probably go, why us for two straight years, but that there was a slippage just kind of in energy. And he told them that in the off season. Was there a point of focus on your part or Kyle's part or everybody's part? Like, let's just not do what we did last year, energy wise, motivation wise.
Yeah. Let's not ride the wave. I think, everyone is faced with challenges, and injuries seem to be more and more a part of the landscape of our league, whether you like that or not. We aren't the only teams going through this. I don't think we ever felt sorry for ourselves last year, but, you know, it's hard to lose good players, but you have to be able to respond. And you know, we haven't even talked about, we lost Brock Purdy for a number of weeks, and Mac Jones stepped in, and was really good. And I think, don't act like there's a bear in the building. It happens. And it's really tough when it's some of your best players and your heart goes out to them and it gets emotional. But our job is to take the circumstances given and go respond as such. And I think we've done a much better job this season. And I'm really proud of our team for that.
You know, at the beginning of the year, Kyle really spelled it out for me clearly about how the offseason was in a recalibration, or was it like this something to start a new three-year window? You know, it was to, we're going to start a three-year window here. We're going to have, you know, these chances to be competitive again. We kind of had to do that, the losing a lot of players. John, is that something you were presented, or were you like formulating this plan, or how hard is it to see all these players go in the offseason?
Oh, it's so hard. I mean, I watched throughout the league last night, watch Aziz Alshire make a tremendous play. Talanoa Hufanga, Malik Collins, Leonard Floyd, McGlinchey, DJ Jones, Aaron Banks, Armstead, Jimmy Ward. I mean, there's great players throughout the league that have played here. And, man, you wish you could keep them all. You wish you could sign them all. What I would say to that is you know, our ownership has been tremendous since Kyle and I have been here. They've let us be extremely aggressive and have been incredibly supportive of if we think it's going to help us win. All right, we'll make it happen. We'll find a way. Now, when you do that and you're one of the top cash spin teams, there's always going to be a cap consequence. And I think it became very clear. You know, I'd say last year we kind of went for it because we felt like we had such a good roster that it'd be a shame not to. And let's try to do everything we possibly could because we felt like we had that team. And it didn't work out. This year we knew and it was driven that the driver was not just it wasn't the cash. Our owners are always going to be competitive. Jed is fantastic. The family, the York family is fantastic. They're going to support us. But there were some cap consequence realities that we had to face. Probably more important, we didn't want to become an aging roster. We had to find a way. We also knew we had to pay our quarterback. We had made a decision organizationally that we felt that was the right thing to do. And as such, you had to make something's got to give. And so you get going in it, and it's hard. I mean, I mentioned some of those guys, Leonard Floyd, Malik Collins, Javon Hargrave. While it was really tough because we'd been all about adding, and I would add, you know, sometimes Jed will look at Kyle and I and say, this reset that you guys are whining, we're still one of the top cash spin teams in football because we did Brock and George and Fred, and we got a lot of really good football players. It was time for a reset, and I'm proud that we navigated it the way we did. It wasn't always easy. It was uncomfortable, relying on young players we didn't know a whole lot about, but I'd say I think this draft class has been fantastic. We got quality people, and they've fought through a lot this year. They've been called upon, to come in and contribute right away. A lot of them have played. Some of the guys we're most fired up about, like a Jordan James, hasn't had that opportunity, but you never know by the way he practices every week. We lost our number one pick, Mikel, to an ACL, but he's going to be a great player. Alfred Collins is just scratching the surface. There's so much to like. Upton Stout, his fight, his spirit. We opened Curtis Rourke's window the day we're taping here today. And, we're excited about him. So this rookie class is deep. They're talented. They're the right kind of people. And I think it's what this team needed. And I think it speaks a lot to their contributions that we are where we are. But we also knew we had Hall of Fame players.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window. so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'd say Hall of Fame players. I don't like to speak of that when guys are still playing. But Trent Williams, you know he's going to be there. I think Christian and George and, you know, a lot of these guys are, and Fred are making their case as well. So we had a core group of players that we felt if we could thoughtfully mix some youth with, it could be a great combination. Having said that, not real easy to do. That was tough on Kyle and I, but it was tough on everyone. And, you know, we did it, and I think we're better for it.
9-4. I know, as you keep saying, you know, very, very true. You haven't done anything yet this season, but 9-4, sitting pretty nicely in the playoff slot. Do you feel like you're ahead of schedule then on this reset?
I don't know about that, because I think the story's not written yet. We've given ourselves an opportunity. I spoke to the rookies today, every bye week I do, and I kind of just try to share some of my experiences and what I'd be thinking about in their shoes. Given the history that I had going through this and multiple different perspectives. And, you know, I talked to them about how fun this gets this time of year when you're playing meaningful ball in December, playoff football. There's nothing like it. It's so fun. And man, it's just it's a really cool time of year. So are we ahead of schedule? I don't know. I'll tell you at the end of the year. I hope we are.
One of the guys who did get paid quite well not very long ago was Brandon Ayuk. You know, I was going to ask about him. Just how – he's a guy I know you guys figured – you had to figure was going to be a foundation of this place, who's, you know, in his 20s, has played so well. And to go through where he's apparently not – you know, whatever happened for him for his guaranteed money next year to be taken away, as you've talked about it, just how – disappointing is it for you, John, as someone that invested a lot of money in this guy and you invested a lot of energy in him to have to do something like that that may or may not lead to the end of his career with the 49ers?
Well, I think what's incredibly disappointing is the major injury that, you know, that he experienced. because that's traumatic on any player. And Brandon's a guy who puts his heart and soul in this thing. So I think, and he's a guy who hadn't been hurt a whole lot in his career, in his lifetime, one of the healthier players we'd ever been around. You know, so I think watching a player go through that is tough. Some of the other things that happen on the side, you know, that hadn't been fun, but you go through that with players. I think, like I've talked about throughout this thing, that story's not written yet. And, you know, Brandon's still working to try to come back from his injury. And hopefully, you know, his story's not done, you know, with the Niners, and there's still a great ending to it. And, you know, it's, you never like to see a player go through that. And he's going through it right now. And we just were eager for the time where he can return and hopefully contribute in a big way.
Kyle has said that he hasn't had much communication with Brandon. I don't know if that's changed since he said that, but that's rare, right, for Kyle not to have communication with a player. John, have you had much communication with Brandon, just say, since July?
Yeah, throughout the process, there's been a lot of communication. You know, we do with all our players. And, you know, when you make a commitment to a player like that, you know, your hopes are everything goes smooth and all that. That's not always the case. And so there's been some bumps in the road. But like I said, hopeful that we can get him back on the field. As I've always said, we're a better team when he's out there.
Just practically, you remove that guaranteed money. I don't want to connect my question exactly to that, but let's go back to the reset, where there certainly was money removed, you know, not guaranteed money, but money that you could have been paying guys. John, are you guys going to have some money to spend, more so at least than last year in the upcoming offseason?
We'll see. Whatever your situation is, I think it's really important that you spend it wisely. You know, I think hopefully this offseason was not that you're going to have as many draft choices as we had last year, every year, but man, that's a fun way to build it. And it's probably the way that you should focus on. Now we've had success through the draft. We've talked about a lot of the players we've drafted. We've traded for guys like Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey, Keon, who we got this year, you know, so a bunch of different players. So, you know, any way that you can, but I tell you, it's healthy for your team to keep adding and infusing youth. It's a young man's game. Mm-hmm. And I just like the combo. So whatever we have, we got to just be committed to spending it wisely, because we've rewarded a lot of players around here, and there are consequences for that. But I think so long as you manage it well, we can keep this thing going. And hopefully that's what, you know, some of our actions from last year, you know, will set us up for years to come, that we can keep this thing sustainable.
Yeah, I guess that's the one question I wanted to ask Kyle. I forgot. Is like the reset was just a 1 year reset, right? You don't have to go into next season and think, oh my God, we got to do some more financial cutting here, do you?
No, but I think you know, I think the great thing about watching a rookie draft class like this is maybe you aren't as inclined to go out in free agency and feel like we have to go spend here, because we've got a lot of young players who we're really excited about. And that buoys your confidence that we can go replicate that, you know, in the future. So that's not to say that we won't be wise and try to spend money strategically in free agency. It will always be a combination of all the above: drafting really well when there's an opportunity in the trade market, and then, you know, in free agency, but you learn your lessons in free agency too. It's the damnedest thing, because you see them play for other teams and doesn't always work when they come to yours. So I think you have to take note of that and take heed of that.
One free agent you did sign was Mac Jones. You've mentioned him. Get 5 wins out of your backup quarterback is pretty amazing, John. It does not happen very often, as I'm sure you know. You signed him to a 2-year deal, though. That, you know, we signed Darnold before to a 1. Other guys usually come through in that situation, signing 1-year deals. When you signed Mac to the 2-year deal, John, was it thinking you're going to have him for 2, or is there, he's played so well and he's probably a starter in the NFL, is there a chance if he wants to look elsewhere, could you trade him next offseason?
We could always do something. But I think that's a position. I mean, nobody exhibited this more than the great Bill Walsh, is that the more quality players you have in that room, that sets you up for success. And, you know, I think you've got to keep your eyes and ears open to everything. And but, you know, we obviously believe greatly in Brock Purdy, and Brock earned that trust from us. Mac earned a lot of trust this year with the way he played. We're excited about that room. We're going to just keep focusing on this season. We'll figure out everything as it goes. But I think a lot of it, you mentioned someone like Sam Darnold. You know, I think after a while, you understand Kyle does such a good job. Clay Kubiak does such a great job. It was Brian Griese. Now it's Mick Lombardi of, you know, I think getting these guys to trust their innate skills and encouraging them to go be aggressive and test the limits of their game. And it kind of, in my mind, it's so fun to watch these guys who, especially talented guys like Darnold, like Mac, you get their confidence back and you start to see them play with that confidence and their instincts start to shine. I think you learn from a situation like Sam Dan, it'd be nice to have him for one more year, you know? You know, we went out, and now in Sam's situation, we didn't have that opportunity. The only way we could get him is a one. But with Mac, we were able to, and I'm sure glad we did, because he's done a lot for this team. He's a tremendous teammate. He's got a quirky personality.
Yep.
You know, you see it with his suits, but just his interactions with his team, that quarterback room is really fun with Adrian Martinez, Rourke, and those guys. They have a great time in there, but they get a lot done, and it's a really good room.
At the trade deadline, or a little before, I asked Kyle, like, you know, you went for it that in 2019, you trade multiple picks for Emmanuel Sanders, you know, one player away feeling, you know, whatever, no one's, yeah. Who knows for sure. And he said, I asked if you feel the same way this time. He said, no. And I understand that you lose Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. It's hard to think, let's just go for it here. Can you clarify, like, was that just a sense that, okay, we don't know how this is all going to fold, and we don't have quite the same talent base given the injuries. And at this point, was there something that could have been done maybe if you were ready to kind of push in the chips?
Well, there's always, if you're willing to push in enough chips, there's always. But I think we wanted to maintain a really good balance between doing something to help our team, which we were not opposed to do. And you know, we did with Keon. We did with Sky Moore. We did with Brian Robinson early in the season.
Yep.
And Bryce Huff prior to that. I think all those moves were, we saw that as maybe not deadline moves, but moves we had made via trade throughout the season. Keon being the last one. And I think the great thing, like with Keon, is we saw a player that we had this year, much like Mac, we have an opportunity to work with him beyond this year. He's a young, ascending player who we feel like fits us really well. Now, did that preclude us from doing anything else? No. We were in on some of the big names. I think it was kind of a seller's market, and there was, at the same position, we would probably be looking at D-line. There were a lot of teams looking, and so the asking prices were just crazy, and we weren't going to do that. We felt good enough about our team that we just weren't going to do something we didn't think was wise, and, you know, they always, I remember parents telling me, sometimes the best deals you do are the ones you don't do. And, I think for our team, we did what we thought was right. And it seems to be working out pretty well. So, but we didn't have our mind closed to adding, you know, some high end players. And we feel like we did. Real happy with our personnel staff for bringing these guys to the table, making their case for them, and we were able to get good deals done on all those guys.
You know, if you just waited a week on the Keon White trade, you could have said you did a deadline deal, by the way, John. So come on now. You had him for an extra game. Come on. Who needs that? Make sure you do a deadline deal. Everyone wants deadline deals.
I know. Everyone does want deadline. When I first started this, there weren't a whole lot of deals being done. But then I don't know, just kind of like observation. You're like, you know what? It'd be a lot smarter if I did the deal 3 weeks before the deadline, because that means you get three more weeks of the player. Why are we always waiting until deadlines? But deadlines seem to spur action. And,
yeah. You might not tip this. Is one of the guys who was a hot seller for was the one who ended up with the Eagles?
What's that?
The one of the people you were interested in is the one who ended up with the Eagles, Jalen Phillips.
Yeah, Jalen's a fine player. I'll leave it at that. You know?
Okay, good. Just seems to fit the 49er mold very, very cleanly, but I just wanted to throw that one out there. Okay, you got 9 seasons. This is your finish up your 9th season with Kyle. Again, you know the story's left to be written for this season, but anything that's kind of been solidified to you or clarified, you know, 9 years into this, like, hey, let's go 5 more years, let's go 10 more years, or any grand conclusion, maybe, you know, not so sweeping as that, but do you feel like you've been here 9, working on 10, and anything that you could say, all right, here's how we feel in the middle of this 9th season?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I tell you, time flies when you're having fun, because the fact that it's 9 years, that's surprising. That when people tell me that, when I knew that coming into this season, it's really gone fast. And the Bay Area has been awesome to us. We're Southern Cal folks, but I came to school up here, and so it's been great to kind of return to Northern Cal and get my Stanford roots back connected, and actually learn that Cal people are okay, and you know, things like that. And but we've loved our time in the Bay. Really excited and proud with the opportunity we've had with the Niners. Working with Kyle's been incredible. We've become tremendous friends, aside from guys that are pushing each other to be our best. We have tremendous support from our ownership. I came here to get something done, and that was kind of to help a really proud organization get back on track and win championships, compete and win championships. We've done the compete part. We haven't won it. And so I'm when I get my mindset on something, I really want to see it come to fruition. And, you know, I'm having a really good time doing this right now. I will tell you, the conclusion I have is I never thought I'd be here this long. I don't think I thought it'd be easier, but I probably thought we'd have a couple in our hip pocket by now. And that hasn't happened. We've had good chances, but we haven't paid them off. And so I'm committed to trying to pay this thing off, having a good time. I feel, you know, excited about where our organization is at. And I think the arrow is pointing up.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, you love to be the favorite. You love to be, what were you, 8-0 in 19 or whatever, and everyone's talking to you, but to kind of be the one slipping under the radar, the one that people aren't expecting maybe until late December, is that kind of fun?
This whole year's been that way, and it has been cool. I mean, the disparity between 23, where I think we were the favorite, and in people's mind, in our own mind for that matter, we thought we were going to be tough to beat. And then this year, you kind of flying under the radar, saying, let's see how it rolls. Now, we knew we had a lot of good players, so I don't think I think we were kind of smiling when people thought we'd, you know, we might have a lot of struggles. And then everything that happened, you throw that on top with the injuries and such. But yeah, it is nice to fly under the radar. I don't think we're under the radar anymore. And so now it gets real, and it has been real. And like I said, we've set ourselves up. We put ourselves in nice position, and now we can do with it what we make it. And we'll be prepared. We'll be ready. I know that. And I'm really looking forward to this stretch run.
The freaking NFC West is pretty good, John. Jesus.
Oh my goodness. It's unreal. It's unreal. You know, we got one seed better during the bye week, but man, it would have been nice to make up some more ground. But you know, when you got the Rams and Seahawks humming the way they are, you know, it's tough company. But you know, we still get the Seahawks one more time, and we'll look forward to that when it comes. Last game of the year here at Levi's, that'll be fun. But yeah, this division's really strong this year.
All right, John, we'll wrap this up with a question I've asked you before, or a version of it at least, and I ask everybody at the end of my interviews. John, what's your favorite TV show right now?
Oh, man, timely, because we just had our bye week, so I don't get a chance to binge a lot. But Linda and I, down in San Diego, one of our daughters said, watch this show. It's a little troubling, the nature of what the show's all about, but it's called All Her Fault. And and you talk about binge. I mean, I'm a early to bed guy, and we stayed up pretty late some of these nights, getting all 8 episodes in. And it was good bye week binging material.
Who's the star of that one? Pretty big star, right? Is it?
Oh gosh,
Okay, we'll come up with that.
Yeah, I don't know the names, but okay. it was really good TV. Yeah.
Okay.
Tremendous, John. Listen, always appreciate it. Always appreciate these annual check-ins during December bye weeks. Probably won't be December next year, John. I'm hoping that for you, at least.
Yeah.
That's a pretty
Let's hope not.
It's a long one.
Yeah, that's fun, Tim. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Everybody, that's a show for today. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Beth.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.